Hello and welcome to this Alter Aeon gameplay demonstration video presentation. I will be playing as Darklord, a high-level warrior thief. Right now I'm just chilling in the Unholy Temple of Denton in Ralnoth, but we're going to go ahead and get started on a nice solo run here. Let's see, I'm already in my hit dam set. I'm going to go ahead and get my backstabber here out. You notice I'm still using a tainted mithril spear. That's because I blew up my lost spear of the ancients with an enchant scroll, and I've just never bothered to go get another one. But it's still a pretty good weapon there. You notice I use a ready alias, and I also use an alias called After. It switches out my weapons. I've got them all set to variables, which are bound to their UUIDs. I recommend doing the same. Similar things for your equipment. Those UUIDs are very helpful for managing your equipment sets. Already got it. Let's get started. We're here in the Blessed Garden of Amagawa Spirits in the village of Ocean Tau. This is a little village where they have rice paddies and have their village up on stilts. You can pitch doors at night. They're open during the day. And once you go up there, you can close those doors and it traps all the little people inside. And since Darklord is an evil, evil guy, he's going to rob them all and then kill them. Because he's evil. Got a nice little alias, that PP alias. PP. Short for pickpocket. I guess you could shorten it to PickP if you wanted to. But PP is just a lot easier. Thought you were mistaken. That comes from some code I put in that lets you not ash your sickle. Comes from some code that lets you makes it so you can't pickpocket things that were bigger than like half the size of the mob. You used to be able to pickpocket like canoes and tables and cabinets and chests off people, and you can't do that anymore. Now these guys are gonna spread memory to one another. Jerks. Thankfully, only the adults do that. So if we were to open the door, back up, we could roar out. Okay, we're done with them. We get some nice experience. We'll just pick back at the kids. Ooh, that's some nice stuff there. These mouths surprisingly have a lot of pickpocket gold on them, despite being only a few rooms away from a well-traveled waypoint. Maybe not all of them do. Or maybe there's somebody who's already been here. I'm gonna do not disturb now. Around there. So we'll go ahead and finish these off. They aren't going to be a lot of experience for Darklord. But the kids don't assist each other. I can stab each one. Maybe, just maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get a really nice stab to show off Darklord's skills. Leap attack is still a primary warrior attack for dealing damage, although I do a lot more than that. I'll show you soon. Considerable damage. Now my G alias blood sacrifices, loops all the money off of them, and then sacrifices them. Always a good idea to sacrifice everything nowadays, just to get that fame. You gotta love Second Wind. All right, I'm going to show you something that's called mage tanking. Basically, you go into defensive fighting. On your mage cast level set. Make sure I got everything there. You'll notice that in my equipment sets, when I switch back and forth, there is a no spam filter, so you can skip the wearing and putting things away spam, but I choose not to use it just because I still think it's 1996 and it still doesn't exist, and I'm still afraid my aliases aren't going to work. Yeah, I know, I've got issues. With my mage set on, I can get some more powerful spells. CCC is Crystal Coat, as opposed to CC, which is Cure Critical Wounds. I know there's only two C's in Crystal Coat, but I couldn't have two aliases that are CC. In the future, Cure Critical Wounds is actually going to be changing names. My brother's going to be following up with some cleric changes. Those are going to affect the names of the cleric healing spells. It's going to make them shorter, easier, make them a little bit different from one another, because right now they're just cost a little bit more mana and heal a little bit less efficiently clones of one another. Once I got some mana here, I'm going to try and take on these guys. Yeah, these soldiers will not... I was stealing stuff. These guys will stand their ground, and there's no point in trying to scatter them. So here's what we can do. We can, let's see, cloak on. Got our... Got our stabber out. Aren't strong enough. You do need a lot of strength to wield that spear. Dexterity can't help. Dexterity can't hurt. We'll sneak in there. Backstab soldier. Decent. That was a little loud. And then again, God, that was a little loud. When they change to defensive fighting, gives you lots of parry dodge, shield block, fast ability. To overcome fast ability penalty you take on defensive fighting. I don't really have equipment that takes advantage of that yet. Still, I'm a lot stronger than these guys, so I should be able to take them all out. They are challenging, as you can see. And might not be able to do it, but let's try a greater fireball. No point in getting killed. Got ourselves up. Yeah, my charisma stinks. That's why I have. You know, we could probably finish these guys off. Thankfully, the waypoint's just a couple rooms away. Yeah, that you have to put the light source on with the force flag. That is annoying, and I'm definitely gonna have to look into changing that. heck is in my pocket that's weighing it down so badly. Probably could get some better regen stuff too. You notice I still use Vember's Holy Symbol. You know, sometimes you use stuff because it just brings you back memories and you remember things fondly. I think it only has actually 3 mana regen on it. Not the greatest piece of equipment. That should be enough. This time. Yeah, my charisma stinks. But I think we can do it. All right, let's just. Well, this guy really hit me. Go away. No, don't go in there with those guys. You know, making several runs is pretty typical. Really helps. These guys are a challenge for Dark Lord. You can see they're hitting pretty hard. Yeah, apparently I was not able to do it because I'm getting hit too hard. Because I was fighting in my regent set and I never switched back to my mage set. You know, you're gonna find that happens sometimes. Also doesn't help that I'm getting old and forgetful. At least I should get the mana back pretty quick. Schlein decides to restore me. That's going to help significantly. And it means I'm getting an edge on that regen too. these are the toughest mobs in this little area. I didn't go to Bank to Maybe, did I? I forgot. At least I remember it this time. I was wondering why my fire fields aren't doing as much damage as they ought to. When you build your character and you want him to heal, you have a lot more charisma than I do. Just saying. Years ago, you really didn't need charisma for anything. Cleric changed a couple of years ago. I made it so the cleric spells dependent on charisma instead of intelligence and wisdom like this. Rescuing one another to try and save themselves. Not going to work though. Switch to greater fireball because there's only one left. And we win. Did we get any randoms on them? Oh yeah, we got one. Corpse. Get armor, third corpse. As an area set I make like this one, last time I end up with a lot of equipment on them. That's because I like dressing them up like little dolls. That's interesting and not worth eating. Oh, that's very interesting. I'll put that away for later. Next, I want to show you an area that's going to be a lot more challenging for Dark Lord. It's the village on the northern continent where the waypoint is outside of the Grey Keep. Near and dear to my heart. I was with Void when he was making the plans for this. We talked about a lot of the things that would go here. Especially the stuff that the armor would do. And all the neat equipment that he makes. Morpheus and I, we made a pact with one another that we're going to come by and update all these areas to modern standards in a couple of years. In honor of Void. Now that he's gone AWOL on us. They made some great areas. I mean, all the areas here that he made for the Northern Continent are really, really good. This area is level 38. The experience mobs here should be pretty good for Dark Lord. Switch back to hit. Alright. Just an ordinary villager should do it. Oh, there's werebats out. Now, the werebats come out once in a while. And they can drop leather, which you can use to make cool equipment with. They used to be really scary, but nowadays they're pretty weak. Defensive fighting off. No need to do that while I'm soloing. Need a grapple. Ah, no, of course. Oh, well. Get some good pickpocket experience off these guys. You notice that set aside string? That's because I have auto tithe turned on for my character. Some of the times it looks weird, like it shows up before you actually get the gold. I've got some code in the works to actually fix that. So I got synced up. Now, in soloing these guys, since the fights take a little bit longer, I have an alias that lets me cycle through a bunch of combos. Combos are great for warriors. They let you get a lot of experience. I've got several different combos, low tactics and cross tactics, and since I don't have all my skills trained up to 100%, they let me, they give me opportunities to use those skills and train them, get experience for training them. At the same time, I'm using them for combos. Almost another rare badge showed up. Careful with some of them, because you can't use some skills on certain mobs, like stomp a flying mob. A lot of other skills aren't going to work against, like, ethereal targets, so you have to be mindful of that. And nothing on him. Right, good luck. Alright. Playing for a decent amount of time, you're gonna make a lot of aliases. And you're always learning new things. Like that pickpocket thing, the peepee thing, where you can get all of them. And I just started doing that recently. Get some mana, get sanctuary. Thankfully, we can just plop right down in front of these guys. There we go. Ooh, consider the deck stick. That's better. Nope, still wearing my DJ set. I'm not surprised any of those worked. Put our cloak back on. About time we did that. If you're not able to wield a weapon, lunging attack is the way to go. Leap attack does half damage, and lunge attack has less lag attached to it and less movement cost. It can do more damage than a half damage leap attack. Eh, I don't know why my alias has got messed up. See, that's what I was talking about earlier. Things get messed up, and then you don't know what's going on. Now, apparently I got something in my pocket. That's why I am. But I got my point across, so you got to see some skills and actions. Tactics. We got several of them. They're all pretty good. You can make more of them. You can buy more of them. You can improvise them. There's lots of stuff for you to do as a warrior. And lots of thief stuff too, as you can see there. Rely heavily on backstab as a warrior thief. Don't use a lot of magic, but you can see your magic is at my disposal, even though it's not one of my primary classes. And I love me some fireballs. So, I think we'll go ahead and stop here. Thanks for watching. Hope you play Alter Aeon soon if you don't already. And happy money, everybody. And please like and subscribe our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AlterAeon Productions, all one word.